Ephesians, the 15th chapter, begin the 14th verse. If Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also is vain. Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, when he raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, and ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 13 and 14, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. I'd like to preach for a while this morning, if holiness is not right. Amen. If holiness is not right, and there's no God to see. If holiness is not right, and there's no God to see. If holiness is not right, and there's no God to see. And if the dead be raised not, and if there's no resurrection. If there's no resurrection, and if in this life only we had hope in Christ, we'd be of all men most miserable. If this is not right, I owe the world an apology. If this is not right, I owe every church I ever preached in an apology. If this is not right, I owe my dear wife an apology. For I took her from her security and her home in Granite City, Illinois, and from her job to live on a mustard seed, not a shoestring. Mustard seed. Amen. On faith, praise God, to do without, to deny herself. Amen. To preach this self-denying, cross-conquering, cross-bearing gospel. Amen. If this is not right, I owe my wife an apology. I should have left her there. Amen. And not taken her into all the world to preach the gospel unto every creature. If this is not right, every preacher that asked for money to build a church and to carry the gospel, amen, needs to apologize and give the money back. Amen. If this is not right, Peyton shouldn't have sailed, amen, the seven seas and tried the second time after failure in one island of the Hebrides to preach the gospel again, amen, among the man-eaters of the Hebrides. Praise God. If this is not right, St. Francis of Assisi, amen, ought not to have taken that vow of poverty, amen, to build a church and to minister to the downtrodden masses. If this is not right, John Wesley shouldn't have rode and Charles shouldn't have sung. Amen. Great God. If this is not right, nobody should have sacrificed. None of covered the church with their blood. If this is not right, we owe you an apology. Amen. If in this life only we had hope in Christ, we'd be of all men most miserable. Why? We teach self-denial. We teach give up the world. We teach give all your time to God. We teach lay down your idols. We teach our children don't sell your soul to the idols of worldly sports. Give your time to God. Amen. We teach our young people don't sell your life and give your time to worldly pursuits and fun and pleasure and vanity. Amen. Give it up for the glory of God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If this is not right, we have told them the wrong thing. We should have said with the Epicureans, let us eat and drink and be merry. For today we live and tomorrow we die. Amen. Indulge yourself. Wine, women, and song. Amen. Get high and live wild. Amen. See the world. Live it up. If it feels good, do it. But we teach the path of purity. We teach the path of self-denial. We teach without holiness, no man shall see God. Amen. We teach, praise God, there's a God to see. And He lives. And someday He's either going to say, depart from me, or well done, my child. Someday He's going to say, enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Or depart into everlasting fire with the devil and his angels. If there is no God and He's not holy, then what we preach is not right. If Jesus merely swooned and He didn't really die and He didn't raise from the dead, then the college professor's right and we're wrong. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, the college professor wouldn't even have any catalyst or foundation for his false doctrine if it wasn't for the church holding him up. If it wasn't for the church of the living God, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, he wouldn't even have a school. Amen. If this is not right, they sacrificed to build Princeton where men can learn about God in the Bible. Amen. If this is not right, they sacrificed to build Yale and Harvard where men could study the Bible and become curious of the Word of God. Oh, they're a long way from that now. Amen. They decided in the arts and higher learning. And really, the so-called higher learning is many times low life. We teach men that come from muckies, amen, and then throw them in prison if they start acting like one. Amen. We put big, brazen, bold headlines. Amen. And people are rising up today. And it's twice in our newspaper. Amen. How the parents ought to be responsible for controlling their children. Now they're going to hold the parents responsible. And then they take a couple of parents up here on the hill and put them in jail and drag them through the courts at untold expense because they try to keep their daughter from running wild and running the streets. Amen. We need to get our priorities straight. Amen. If holiness is not right, we need to let them run the streets. We need to let them do as they please. But if holiness is right and there is a resurrection for the godly, we need to teach them right and raise them right and take them to the house of God and guard them like a guardian angel. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. If this is not right, we owe you an apology. Praise God. If this is not right, the river of tears and the heartaches, the ulcers, the heart attacks, amen, and the strokes that men under stress have suffered trying to preach the gospel to men under terrible stress. and pressure was all in vain if this is not right. Amen. The years, the tears were all in vain. Amen. Those in Pentecost that have changed, if holiness is not right, amen, they're right. But if holiness is still right, they're wrong. If holiness still demands separation from God in all your time, amen, given to God, and all your life given to God, and all your life poured out to Jesus, amen, praise God, then they're wrong. Amen. I believe they're wrong. Amen. If holiness is right, and there is a resurrection, did you ever think what it would be if there was no resurrection? There's no resurrection. Amen. Even these worldly, ungodly stores wouldn't have a heyday selling Easter stuff if there was no resurrection. Amen. I mean, they'll recap the losses of January and February come Easter time. Amen. If this is not right, they're all hurting. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, if Easter is not a reality, if Jesus did not raise from the dead, even though the word Easter may be an unfortunate term, amen, since we're stuck with it, let's glorify it. Amen. Let's see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Let's get the power of resurrection. Let's show men what it means to live a resurrected life. If this is right, if Jesus did raise from the dead, and it still takes holiness and separation from the world and peace with all men to see God, then they owe us an apology. They owe God an apology. The church that has been the mainstay of society, the backbone of every civilization worth its salt. Amen. The very backbone, the skin and the sinew and the skeleton of the very Constitution of the United States of America. Praise God. Amen. Moses' writings, praise God, that laid the foundation for all sanity, jurisprudence, and civilization for his day and all mankind, all down through the ages. Praise God. If they're right, if Moses is right, if God's people's right, the world owes us an apology. Old-time, old-fashioned holiness that caused John Wesley to ride his horse 5,000 miles a year, praise God, amen, and pour out his life for the glory of God, that caused the prophets and the saints and the ages and the missionaries to sail the seven seas, even though they're so seasick, they couldn't stand it, amen. Yes, praise God. If this is right, it caused Dave Wilkerson to leave his church and go into the alleys of New York and sleep in his car where there was a constant threat of having his throat cut from the little people that walked the street. He said, if I'd have known how dangerous those little people were, he said, I wouldn't even stay all night in my car on the street. Amen. But he ferried it out. Praise God. Nicky Cruz and a score like him. Praise God. And preached the gospel and wrote the cross and the switchblade, amen, that has gone around the world. Amen. Amen. Oh yes. If this is not right, I should have left my generation singing, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog," crying all the time. Amen. And I never tried to bring them out or show them any different. Amen. But Elvis is dead, has been dead a long time, and I'm still alive. Hallelujah, preaching this glorious, saving gospel. Oh, there's a segment of the society that still calls him king. But they really owe the King of Kings, who gave his life, an apology. Amen. because Jesus is Lord. Amen. And let every knee bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Praise God. Yes, if this is right, and let me emphasize, it is. If the resurrection's right, and if there's a God, we're going to have to see, and our life is short, and we're floating down the stream of time, and tomorrow we stand in the judgment, you owe the gospel an apology. The world owes God an apology. Amen. You need to say, God, I'm sorry. God, I failed you. God, I've come short 100,000 miles. If somebody, if that preacher, if that Collins had just told me how important it was, I'll tell you how important it is. If the dead be raised not, and if in this life only we had hope in Christ, we'd be of all men most miserable. Amen. But if the dead be raised, and tomorrow's the judgment, and we're going to see God, amen, you'll not do enough. You'll not go enough. You'll not die if you have to. A martyr. And wear a martyr's crown enough. Amen. Oh yes. In the end you'll say, must I go empty-handed? Must I empty-handed go? Amen. Since he's done so much for us, you'll have to shell down the cord. God's forgiven me so much, I've not got any right to hold anything against any living man. Because Jesus paid it all. And all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. If this is right, and it is, I don't tell it enough. I don't give enough. I don't go enough. Amen. I don't do enough. Great God, give me more strength so I can go longer hours, so I can see more opportunities. Open my blinded eyes so I can see the perishing soul that's perishing in front of me. Amen. God, help me to see the need, ere it's everlastingly too late, and a few summers have come and gone, and the wind has blown, and I'm gone, and my memory has faded from the earth forever. Yes, you just got once. Once and only once to herald these glad tidings. You just got one life to give. Just one time to do it. May God help me to do better. May God help me to do it right. Amen. Because it is right. Everybody believes it's right. Say amen. Amen. Everybody believes that holiness is right. Say amen. Amen. Everybody believes in following peace with all men is right. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody believes that the dead do rise from the dead. Say amen. 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 That's why we're happy. That's why we're the happiest people in the world. Even those men that are secular, even those men that are out of the world, they have to shell down the corner and agree that religion is the greatest comfort of anything to mankind. They wrote it down. They didn't live it. They didn't want it. They didn't have time for it. But they shell down the corner. Amen. And said, it works. I'll go further to state this morning, it's the only thing that does. It's the only thing that will. It's the only thing that ever will. While the ages roll, it's right. Amen. Now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity. Oh, it's right. The love of God is right. The power of God is right. Holiness is right. The resurrection is about to be a reality for multiplied millions. Stand with me this morning and praise Him that it's right. It's right. We have to apologize to no one. And the world owes an independent apology to God. The worldly liberal church owes an apology. Amen. For their prodigal ways. They owe it to God to come all the way back. Amen. And come all the way down and give it all up. And run for God. Amen. I thought I might preach Tuesday night. If holiness is right, that I might not live till Tuesday night. And so I practiced on you this morning. Amen. I believe it's right. Amen. Woo! If in this life only we had hope in Christ. Is this all of it? No, this is not all of it. Amen. This is just the embryo of another world. Amen. When you were in your mother's womb, you couldn't see. You couldn't hear. Amen. And a lot of things you didn't know. You'd never tasted nor smelled. You were in the embryo stage. But finally, you were born and you opened out into the world of taste, the world of sunshine, sight and hearing and flowers. Today, amen, we stand here, we're in the embryo of the first resurrection. We're getting ready, praise God, to travail in the birth of the resurrection, and the sons and daughters are about to be brought forth. We're about to walk out of this darkness into the glorious light of His resurrection. Heaven's going to be real. We're going to see things we never saw, hear things we never heard, go places we never went, do things we never done. It's right. Folks,
amen.
It's right.
Yes.
We're about to be reborn.
Yes.
Right now we groan and travail to be delivered, and all creation groans and travails for the manifestation of the sons of God, to wit, the redemption of our body. Redemption full, not partial. Amen. When redemption is full, we'll have a new body. When redemption is full, we'll never be sick anymore. We'll never need any wheelchairs, crutches, aspirin, tablets, or happy call. Hallelujah. When redemption is complete, we'll have a brand new body. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him. We shall see Him. We shall see Him. We shall see. We shall see Him as He is. Would you like to see like the saints are going to see some of these days? Would you like to know, amen, beyond this dark veil of disappointment some of these days? Would you like to escape, praise God, the pressures of this world of sin into a grand new era? Come to this altar. Give your life to God. If you've been holding back on God, give it brand new to God. Amen. As they sang, we invite you to altar prayer. Come, saints.
I love Him too.
Come on.
Much.
Amen. If it's right, we look to God to give it all to God. If it's right, we owe it to God. Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
I promised.
If it's right,
that I would make it.
We're daughters.
Somehow,
somebody died. Somebody went to heaven. The Bible dripping with blood. It didn't happen by accident.
When I first heard,
it happened on purpose.
Jesus, His love.
We got a church today because men gave their lives. Because the martyrs bled.
Overwhelmed.
Because men sacrificed themselves on the altar of full-time service.
My Lord, I'll go with
they
you.
They wandered in
every step
caves and dens of the earth in goat skins and sheep skins and in rags. They ain't poor dudes. Amen. Preached the gospel and carried the message and gave us the good news. We're debtors today. We're debtors like no other generation.
Sunday. We owe the church an apology. We owe God an apology. We failed to give our full service.
I promise
to the Lord.
The Lord.
Amen. Let's give it all.
Somehow, and now I love Him too much to fail Him now. I told Him I loved Him. It was easy to say, but harder to prove it when temptation came my way. For what good are broken promises? I counted them but loss when I caught a glimpse of true love hanging on that rugged cross. I love Him too much to fail Him now. Too much to break my vows. I promised the Lord that I would make it somehow. And now I love Him too much to fail. Oh, the years, they've drawn me closer, and my love for Him has grown. Each step has drawn me closer to my eternal home. I'm too close to heaven to turn back now. His grace will be sufficient, gonna make it so. I love Him too much to fail Him now. Too much to break my vow. I promised the Lord that I would make it somehow. And now I love Him too much to fail Him now. I told Him I loved Him. It was easy to say, but harder to prove it when temptation came my way. For what good are broken promises? I counted them but lost when I caught a glimpse of true love hanging on that rugged cross. I love Him too much to fail Him now. Too much to break my vow. I promised the Lord that I would make it somehow, and now I love Him too much to fail Him now. The years, they've drawn me closer, and my love for Him has grown. Each step has drawn me nearer to my eternal home. I'm just too close to heaven to turn back now. His grace will be sufficient. I'm gonna make it somehow. I love Him too much to fail Him now. Too much to break my vow. I promise that I would make it somehow, and now I love Him too much.